We're in Raising Cane's with the man that started it all.
Wait, are you the Yes Chef guy?
We got chicken fingers, crinkle cut fries, Texas toast, and their world famous cane sauce. We'll shed a tear right now.
Raising Cane's chicken fingers, one love.
We're on the air.
Back. Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break. On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
It is time for the spillover, sponsored by our friends at Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers. One love, no joke. April Fools, go to Raising Cane's. They're still in operation today. They're not closed. Don't fall for any sort of social media. Cane's is going to open at 11 o'clock as they do every day.
Get some chicken.
Chicken fingers.
Get some delightful. Chicken like that. If we have to, it's always a hard time for everyone to end the show on a on a tough note. But the loss of a life, obviously, for a former Husker, former black shirt. David Noonan, that passed away in a tragic car crash on Sunday afternoon. And like I was saying, I was just talking to AD about it, that I didn't get any information until like way into the late yesterday. And I know it came out earlier, but it was just he was just such a incredible human and just a great player. Black shirt. I have photos of us at the Orange Bowl. Ooh. You know, we always do a deal at the Orange Bowl where everyone, the black shirts get a picture on the beach with the coaches and just the black shirts. And so they have a couple of photos that he's in there with me for those photos. And just, like I said, I know that the Husker Nation will be very supportive, but that is just one of those, when you read it for the first time, mm-hmm. I was like, just, whoa, mm-hmm. What did I just read?
And played high school ball.
Lincoln Northeast.
Rocket.
He was a Rocket.
Rocket.
Yeah, he was a Rocket. His brother Danny was a Rocket also. And so, obviously, both of them, his brother obviously was a great player here and played for the Cowboys. David played. Was a really good player at Nebraska also. But like I said, he was a black shirt. And just, like I said, ultimate teammate. Probably as popular as anybody on the team his time.
And you were coaching there when he was there.
Yeah, he was there, absolutely.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, and so it was just, like I said, there's just... He'd have been playing like with Perella and those guys. I mean, some dudes up front.
Okay.
Yeah, and so like I said, probably as popular as anybody on the team.
Yes.
Because he was just the kind of person he was. Outworked everybody. Just did a great job. Nose to the grindstone. Charlie McBride loved him, and a terrible loss of just to have that happen. At that age, any age, but just to have it your life taken away like that. So, a really tough day for Husker Nation.
Thank you for that, Bill.
David Noonan.
Thank you. David Noonan. All right. R.I.P.
Yes. In terms of, before we get out of here, Nebraska basketball game, if you missed out, they won last night 86-78. They don't play today. They play tomorrow, 8:30, FS1 against Georgetown. The first ever meeting in the history of the programs of Nebraska.
Wow.
Georgetown
kind
tomorrow in the Crown.
Oh, that is interesting. Georgetown.
Hoppin versus Ewing. It would have been a fun matchup.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Were they, I don't know if they're playing. Were they playing at the same time?
Kind of close, I think.
Hoppin was in the, should know this, and I don't.
Probably similar.
Yeah. Well, it's been about, I think about 85.
85 was Georgetown.
Georgetown about really good, that. Yeah, right? Yeah, I think about that time.
It's so, Sleepy Floyd.
Sleepy Floyd. Yeah.
And they had, I think Ewing was about that time. They had
think about that for big guys. They had him and they had Mourning, Alonzo Mourning.
Pretty good.
Yeah, how about that?
Pretty good run for Georgetown.
John Thompson.
Back in the day when those Big East games, Jake, were, well, they have them now, but they were Monday nights, and it was must-see TV.
It was must-see TV.
It was.
And Georgetown had the gray uniforms. Remember the gray uniforms? And then also, they were kind of the inventors. And I think it was you and the inventors of the T-shirt underneath the jersey.
Yes.
Yes.
I wonder if they were the inventors, or they just made it popular.
That's the first that I ever remember. Yeah. And then guess what? Everyone was doing it.
Then people started doing it.
They've been down for quite some time. It's better when Georgetown is good. Like they were the team that lost to Florida Gulf Coast. They were a 2 seed though that dance. And that was fun to see Georgetown that high up. They also made a run, I think, to the Elite Eight or Final Four with Jeff Green. I think the late 2000s, early 2010s.
Okay.
That was fun seeing Georgetown be back. But now they've been again okay this year. Made the crown. They're moving on. They win last.
John night Thompson
against
on the
Washington
sideline.
State.
We're not, you know, Stool again. Where there's some deficiencies. I we haven't seen everybody. play, but I will tell you that Georgetown will be much better than Arizona State.
Ed Cooley, great coach.
You're kind of the voice of Georgetown. You're the one that's watched.
Seen them twice.
You've seen them twice.
They're athletic.
I've just seen them play in spurts. A little like it's on. I watch for 2 minutes and I'm out.
Yeah.
Thank you for watching Georgetown.
We'll watch them tomorrow night at 8:30 against Nebraska.
And we will watch.
In the crowd. Yes, in the crowd.
That's it for us. The Drive is next. We will see you tomorrow.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.